That is what it is. But this is something that I don't think I like. I like that it's allowing Uber to make more money, but I don't like the customer experience. Uber wants to put its own version of TV ads and ads inside of their Uber vehicles and on top of the roofs of their Uber vehicles.
Whoa.
So this is like tablets that will be at the back seat of the driver and passenger that you just can look at while you're driving in your Uber. And it means like you got to kind of say goodbye to your peaceful Uber ride. The ride hailing service just announced it's testing in-car tablets dedicated to displaying ads during your trips. The company's thankfully not rolling out the program widely yet. It's only piloting in San Francisco and Los Angeles so far. Uber says it has partnered with over 40 brands, including NBC Universal, Heineken, and United Artists, releasing for its new Journey ads. It also created an advertising division to help build out this offering and plans on sticking more ads in the Uber Eats app, in emails, on digital storefronts, and through car top ads, like a digital billboard drivers can place on the roof of their vehicles.
Now, these tablets, are they just going to be like with double-sided tape to the back, to the back of the seat or what?
I think it'll be more of a professional setup, but a user experience would now be, and the tablets aren't just used for ads, but you'll get your Uber, you'll get into the car, and on the back of the seat in front of you will be a tablet, and that tablet will be playing ads.
Well, don't even bother rolling it out in South Africa, because I promise you, after the first ride, your tablet's gone.
So that's the first problem. The second thing that is actually a little bit cool is you can control settings for your ride with the tablet.
Okay, that's cool.
So you
cool.
can
now
change the radio.
Ooh, now
to
you're
the tablet.
Talking.
You know, you can change what music is playing. You can change settings for stops and things like that with the tablet as well. That's cool. Like a user interface for your Uber ride.
So after each setting change, just quickly 30 seconds of an ad while you can change the next thing.
Well, the crazy thing for me is they partnered with Heineken, which is beer.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're young, you're 16, you're getting an Uber, and there you have a Heineken ad playing. Like, that's a bit dodgy. But you can imagine that this is going to be something that will help Uber raise its revenue, because that is a concern.
Yeah.
Uber last year annually only made about $200 to $300 million.
But their rides are so cheap.
It is cheap.
I think they could really charge more, because if I use Uber locally, there's always a 50% discount. You also get the 50% discount.
It's, not anymore, but I did for like a year. It was crazy.
Okay, so you passed it. I'm still within that here. So, but anyway, I think somebody said if you ride regularly with Uber, then you get that 50% discount permanently. I don't know.
It's interesting.
But 15 rand a pop. I mean, it's like 30 rand a trip.
Yeah.
There and back. That's just cheap.
It's very cheap.
And obviously that excludes the tip for the driver.
Yes.
Which you can give afterwards on the app.
Which they prompt you for directly a few times.
Yeah.
But that's not the only... So what is Uber doing? Why is it doing that? Well, it has a choice. Either raise the cost of rides, which mm-hmm. puts it in a bad positioning with its competitors, mm. because competitors keep the pricing low and topple them. So what they do is they implement ads inside your ride so that they can create some revenue. But that's not their only concern, because the proposal from the Department of Labor could change the way Uber has to do business, potentially making it harder for services like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash to classify certain workers as contractors. This would require these companies to give drivers new benefits and protections, such as minimum wage and overtime. So that's also going to put more pressure on Uber. If now they have to pay proportionally more to their drivers and give them some sort of benefits and overtime.
The ads make sense. It's actually quite a good idea, you know, if you keep that in mind.
It's a nasty solution to a much bigger problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It works. It's viable. It's better than paying more. And you got a little bit of noise and visual pollution while you're taking your Uber job.
Yeah.
So it's not
too
bad.
Well, we can live with it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like you're traveling for hours in the Uber.
No. Unlike that guy that from last week that paid how much? Like £35,000.
Yeah. Wrong trip.
To send him on the wrong trip.
Listen, Kane, before we go for a break, did you hear what Uber Eats will be delivering now in Canada?
I know. What? I can't even guess. It must be edible, at least.
I don't know about edible, but definitely smokable.
Oh, what is that?
Weed.
Really? Yeah. Uber Eats delivering
yes.
it.
Yes, Uber Eats will launch cannabis deliveries to residents in Toronto, Canada.
What? That's
crazy.
So you
can now get your next, what do you call it? I don't know. Your next
hit.
Yeah, no, that sounds,
seems a bit more rough.
Yeah, yeah.
Your next toke.
Yes, your next toke.
That's really cool because it's legal in those areas. So
in Toronto, Canada, that's the only place where you can.
Actually think Joburg has its own solution like that. If I'm correct, I think it's called Uberzol. I'm serious. I swear, it's true.
Are you serious?
Yeah, whoa. I saw it when I was in Joburg, and I was like, that's very interesting.
Wow. Okay. Well, it makes sense, eh?
So